I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, October 15th. Quincy Ward 4 City Councilor Brian Palmucci wants Fox Rock Properties of Quincy to appear before the City Council and explain why they haven't developed the former Ross parking garage location and why they haven't created a promised medical complex. Palmucci is filing a resolution requesting an update from Fox Rock, claiming they are in breach of an agreement made over 4 years ago. The resolution states that Fox Rock has reneged on its commitment to create 110 units of affordable housing and a medical complex to replace the former Quincy Medical Center. The resolution also states that the city can take back the city-owned land if Fox Rock fails to follow through on its promises. Palmucci wants hearings to be held to review the agreement. It also wants the administration to have the city land appraised and wants Fox Rock to provide a timeline for development. Quincy Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris wants the state to fix some street lights on Quincy Shore Drive. Harris will file a resolution calling on the DCR and the governor to repair the lights between East Quantum Street and Apthorpe Street. Harris says the lights haven't worked since the spring and says it's creating a dangerous condition for motorists and pedestrians. Harris also wants to suspend any requests from National Grid until the street lights are fixed. Quincy school officials say they are dealing with problems created by students who are following trends on the social media app called TikTok. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey told the school committee this week that there's been damage to some school restrooms and several other incidents, mostly at the middle school level. Several local school districts are dealing with similar issues. In Braintree, a student slapped a teacher following a challenge on TikTok. Quincy officials say they haven't had any incidents of violence, but they want to stress that any inappropriate behavior will not be tolerated. Mulvey urged parents to talk to their children about consequences of inappropriate behavior. He says families will be asked to pay for any damage caused by their students. The discipline could range from suspension to expulsion. At least 8 cars were broken into in a Quincy neighborhood this week. Police say the vehicles were parked on Holyoke, Billings, Atlantic, and Conan Roads in the Atlantic section of North Quincy. The break-ins occurred after 10 p.m. Wednesday night. Police say there was no damage to the vehicles, indicating that none of them were locked. The cars were all rummaged through and several personal items stolen. There are no suspects. Police remind motorists to lock their vehicles and remove any valuables from the car. A family-owned Brockton bakery will have to pay thousands in restitution after a settlement was reached over allegations of racial harassment towards an employee. In 2019, Attorney General Mara Healey's office filed a lawsuit against White's Bakery after an employee came forward alleging they'd been exposed to repeated racial slurs in the workplace. On Wednesday, the AG's office announced that White's Bakery will have to pay up to $95,000 in penalties and restitution, require anti-bias training for employees, and revise its anti-discrimination policies. According to Healey's office, White's Bakery violated the state's anti-discrimination law by creating a racially hostile work environment in which one of its longtime supervisors repeatedly used racial epithets and slurs in front of subordinate employees, including the victim. The AG's suit alleged that the victim, who is of mixed race descent, was regularly subjected to hateful language by his supervisor. That language included variations of the N-word. Further, the AG's complaint alleged the bakery management knew about the harassment and did nothing about it. White's Bakery will pay $65,000 to the victim and up to $30,000 to the state. The bakery will also require all employees to take anti-bias, anti-discrimination, and anti-harassment training annually for 3 years, and management will have to take unconscious bias training for 3 years. The former supervisor, who is not employed at the bakery anymore, will also have to take anti-bias training. Almost 2 months after 2 dozen dogs were recovered from a Randolph home and put up for adoption, One final dog is still looking for a forever home. Benjamin, a 2-year-old pit bull, was one of the 24 dogs rescued on August 4th from a Randolph home after they were discovered to be living in serious unsanitary conditions without food or water. The dog's currently up for adoption through the Animal Rescue League of Boston. According to his profile, Benjamin is a big, active goofball and loves to play fetch. The Animal Rescue League is specifically looking for a home with no other animals or young children because he gets jumpy when he's excited. They also wrote that while Benjamin knows his basic cues, adopters will need to continue training and using positive reinforcement, such as leash manners. Since then, ARL staff have worked with Benjamin extensively to improve his manners. He was one of 24 dogs and puppies seized in an animal cruelty case. All of the dogs recovered from the home were brought to the Dedham branch of the Animal Rescue League. The other 23 dogs have since been adopted over the past 2 months. A check of business news this morning, and stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 534 points, the NASDAQ rose 251, and the S&P added 74. Asian stocks were also higher. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil is almost $82 a barrel. Sports, game one of the American League Championship Series. Red Sox in Houston tonight at 8 o'clock. And Patriots will take on the Dallas Cowboys Sunday at 4:25 at Gillette Stadium. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 56. Tomorrow, cloudy and a high of 77 degrees, maybe some showers tomorrow night and into Sunday morning. Sunday's high around 67, Monday partly cloudy and a high of 62. For the boater, waves about a foot, southeast winds at 5 to 10 knots, high tide right before 8 a.m. Sunrise at 6:56, set at 6:01. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, October 15th.